Good evening, and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let's join together in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come to seek your leading and guidance and to meet every need. Because the promise that's given in your word is, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Lord, we want to know the power of that wonderful promise. The same chapter in Philippians also urges us, Lord, to not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known to you, Lord God. And the promise is that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, we're concerned at the moment about the situation of our church fellowship. Whilst we can in a small way enjoy the praise and worship, the Bible ministry and so on, which we have made available online on our church website, we need to be able to assemble together as a fellowship of your people and in a real situation under the mighty anointing and guidance of your Holy Spirit to come and to sing and preach and teach and prophesy as taught in your word. Lord, we pray that the restrictions placed upon us will ease, that you would lead and direct us in the right steps to take to provide a real Holy Spirit-led ministry in our church building, which will satisfy the thirsting of our souls for fellowship one with another and with you, where we can teach and preach your word and know in a refreshing and powerful way the operation of the gifts of your Holy Spirit in our church assembly. Lord, we thank you that for many of us, and in many ways, these current restrictions have been a wake-up call to restore a real Holy Spirit-led and empowered ministry for every believer. It's time to clear out the stagnation, the neglect, the barrenness, and to live in the dynamic power and revelation of your Holy Spirit. And what begins in revelation and power of the Holy Spirit in our church fellowship, let us pray that it will bring us together in the Lord and move us out in power to reach a lost and bewildered people all around us, and especially in Pitsea where we are, Lord. The restrictions are lingering and time is speeding on. Lord, it's time for us to come together and to move out in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we see the times we are living in. We sense the nearness of your coming again. And so we pray that we shall live more constantly in fellowship with you and in the power of your Holy Spirit, that we shall not miss a single opportunity to move out in the fullness of the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, the night is coming when no one will be able to work. Lord, equip us and use us now. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, now we bring before you again those in need in our fellowship. Again, we pray for Danielle, that you will graciously hear our prayer and heal her and restore her in healing of her body and to yourself. Again, we pray for Tom and Jean, Rose and Rose Joy. Lord, may your healing, delivering and restoring hand be on them all to heal, deliver and set free. Keep us all safe in these times of current danger and fear. May we all, Lord, be strong in you and in the power of your might, and may our experience be that of knowing, accepting and living in the wonderful promise of your word to us all. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. O Lord, keep and guide us all in the coming week ahead. Supply our needs, guide us that where there is darkness we may know in real experience your close presence with us. The one who said, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Lord, keep us alert and watchful, and let us know the truth of your word. That word in Psalm 36, which says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light." O Lord, be glorified and uplifted in these dark days as we praise and glorify you. And your word promises that if you, the Son of Man, be lifted up, you will draw all to you. So help us, Lord, empower us, and use us for your glory. For, Lord, we ask it in that precious name of Jesus, and for your glory. Amen. And now, if you have those prayer requests to bring before the Lord, pray now. And when you have finished, then click on the closing prayer button to end the program. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen.